Runs Update number 87, live from Lilburn Park. Today I'm running at Lilburn Park. I'm doing a 30-30. I should be doing a interval workout, but I'm just not in the mood. This week's been one of those kind of weeks, so you just got to take what you can get, right? So I'm doing a 30-30, and I'm recording this on my old iPod Nano. Hopefully it'll come out okay so I can use it. Yeah, this week's been a strange week for me. I don't know. I just haven't had motivation. I don't know if it's a letdown after the 5-miler last week, but Tuesday when I was supposed to do my magic mile run, I just didn't have it, man. So I went out to the mountain and got on the trail and just chugged along, did a 1-minute run, 1-minute walk type thing, and I only averaged about, 15-30 miles. That's like a fast walk, I guess. But I got in an hour, so everything counts, right? Endurance base, burn fat. And I weighed myself yesterday morning. I'm down to 153.6, which is probably the lowest I've weighed in many years. I'd like to stay right around 154, 155. So at least I'm in that range, right? I'm at Lilburn Park this morning. Sun's out. It's about 58 degrees, I guess. No wind. It's one of those perfect little mornings for a jog, which is all I'm doing. Doing 30-30. Figure I'll get about 5 miles in, maybe, hopefully. And then tomorrow morning we're going down to the airport, pick up my wife's sister and her husband. We're going to go down to Thomasville, Georgia, and help pack up their father. He's moving up to Maryland with my wife's sister. So I'll be in Thomasville for the weekend. I don't know what kind of running they've got down there. I know they've got a good 10K race every year, but I don't know anything about that city. But it's supposed to be a nice one, so we'll see if I can get in a run down there. Maybe I can get out of my little week of funk here, you know. Hopefully that'd be good. I'm just using the microphone that comes on my earbuds from my iPhone and my iPod Nano, so we'll see how this recording comes out. Hopefully it'll be decent. I know it will be mono, won't be stereo. And this will be, I guess, Ron's update number 87. Yeah, 87. If I'm not in the mood next week, I guess it's just going to be one of those I'm going to force myself to run things, because I just got where I felt like I'm starting to get in shape, and I don't want to screw that up and have a big setback because lack of motivation. I gotta get Laura to come out and run with me some. What a nice day. My heart rate's about 105 during this walk. I'm going up the only hill in Lilburn Park right now. Well, what can we talk about? I've been looking around trying to figure out if I can find a race to sign up for to give me a goal. I haven't been looking real hard. Probably sometime next year, first part of next year. But let's see. Yesterday I got an email from Roadrunners Club of America. I'm on their email list and they advertised a coaching course here in Atlanta. It was opening up February 2nd and 3rd. And I go, well, maybe that'd be something good to do. I could go take a coaching course and get certified by the RRCA as a coach. And I went online to register for it. It was already full. I mean, this was only 2 hours after I received the email. Strange. I didn't realize that many people were interested in being coaches. So I might have to come up with something else different. Oh, I don't know if you pay any attention to the internet much, but I had a website, losttrailrunner.com, that used to be hosted on MobileMe. And when MobileMe went down, I just never did anything with it. And it pretty much just vanished. Well, I moved my domain over to iPage and restarted my website. And I've got a home page and two other pages. The second page is Lost Trail Runner 2 podcast. And it's got like an RSS feed. And you can scroll down and see the various episodes. And if you click on the title of the episode, it'll take you to the Podbean page. Then you can either listen to it at Podbean or download it. And I've got a third page, which is my Ron's Update podcast. It's on the third page, and it does the same thing. So I thought I would just put those out there and be an easy place to go to pick up a podcast if I'm ever consistent about recording them, you know. My consistency has really been lacking on Lost Trail Runner because most of those lately I've recorded with Laura while we run. She's been pretty busy and we haven't really run together in the days we did. We were doing interval workouts and those aren't conducive to doing a podcast. I mean, we could do one that way, but it would be more heavy breathing and stuff like that, and not a whole lot of talking, where most of our podcasts that we record on our runs are on the long run, where we're just doing slow, easy stuff, and we just talk. So, anyway, those two podcasts are available there at my losttrailrunner.com website. The home page is just I think I got a photo of a trail over at Yellow River Park. And I have a little bio on the left-hand side, and I got some things that you can click on if you want to. Like, I think I got road ID, pace tat, things like that. And I think I got a Twitter feed for my multi-sport list on there on the front page. And I'm trying to think of what I might do. As far as, I got my blog is over on losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. I was thinking of maybe making a third page of my blog, fourth page of my blog, maybe. Because I can do six pages, before I have to start paying extra money. So, anyway, it's just a thought. If you have any ideas, go on my website, lostjoerunner.com, and maybe send me some ideas what I can do with that. Because it's really just that homepage is really a leftover from when I hosted it on MobileMe. And I know there's a lot more things I can do with it than what I've got. So, anyway, so much for that part. Oh, and I've got a email ID, ron@lostjoerunner.com. That's easy to remember, right? I'm going to use that instead of my Gmail ID. So if you want to send me an email, it's ron@lostjoerunner.com. I'd like to get some emails so I could see if it actually works. Something else I have is a Facebook page for the Lost Trail Runner podcast. And I've got a link on my website, lostjoerunner.com, to go to it. And I didn't use it very much because I've only got 9 people that liked it. So I know I got more than 9 people that listen to this podcast. How about going over there and liking that page for me? And then putting comments in, race results, whatever you want to put in there. Maybe we can get some kind of conversation started. Be a good place to give me some feedback on these podcasts, what you'd really like to hear besides me just rambling on about nothing in particular. Make it a little bit better. What do you think? Anyway, so I've got a link on that website to the Facebook page of Lost Trail Runner podcast, and I also got a link, I think, to my Twitter feed on there. So you can go on Twitter and follow and send me stuff. I'm trying to get things more organized, you know. So I just kind of been fiddling around with this, and I like to get it. I know I got, according to Podbean, I've got over 250 subscribers to Lost Trail Runner 2 podcast, and I've got a little under 200 on Ron's update, which is fine. I mean, that's a lot more people than what I thought would ever listen to anything I ever record. So I'm happy with that, but if I had more, I'd be happy too. I don't think I can talk from 2.5 more miles. So maybe I'll just let you go. And I'll give you another Ron's update in the near future. See ya.
I hope you've enjoyed this brief podcast, and remember, you can always subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher Smart Radio. So until next time, see ya.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.